Let's go back to Katrina Perry in Melbourne, and hopefully on a better line. Katrina, we've heard about the political reaction and obviously promises to change the system after what happened in the case of Jill Maher. What about the media coverage? Has the trial, the dreadful stories we heard and the impact statements of the family, has all that got much media coverage?
Well, it wouldn't be an underestimation here to say that there has been absolutely blanket coverage of this story in the media here in Australia, especially in Melbourne. The two main Melbourne newspapers, the Herald Sun and The Age, have given over their entire front pages to the case. The Herald Sun reproducing that wedding photo that people are very familiar with at this stage, with the headline, "My Eternal Love, Tom's Agony," and they've a quote then from his victim impact statement yesterday: "What was stolen from us was our future, the possibility of a family and our lives together." And then the sub-headline is, "How the justice system failed Jill." And then the Age newspaper, the other Melbourne newspaper here, has pictures of Adrian Bailey getting into the prison van and a little inset of Jill then. And the headline there is, "He should have been in jail." And the subheadline, "A catastrophic failure of the justice system." Now, the national newspaper, The Australian, doesn't actually put it on the front page at all. It has it on page two, but perhaps that's because there are two huge political stories dominating the media, apart from the Jill Maher story at the moment here. So they've given over a huge amount of page two to the story. The headline there, "Killer Should Have Never Been on the Streets." The columnists in all of the newspapers here, as you might imagine, are not pulling any punches when it comes to laying blame firmly at the feet of the parole board and the justice system. Some very strong words. At one point, Greg Davies, the Police Association Secretary, is quoted as saying, "This young woman spent the last moments of her life being raped in abject terror because someone thought they could rehabilitate a serial rapist." All of the papers have given over, the Melbourne papers have given over several pages to the story, and the Herald Sun actually gives its editorial to the issue as well. Very strong words there, perhaps the most strong coverage of all of the media here. Its opening line being, "Yesterday, the Victorian justice system should have been standing in the dock alongside Adrian Bailey."
Katrina Perry in Melbourne, thank you very much.